I'm Diane Rehm, speaking at a news conference in Jordan yesterday. President Bush rejected what he called this business about a graceful exit. He was reacting to leaks of policy recommendations expected next week from the bipartisan Iraq Study Group. Iraq's prime minister said Iraqi forces could take over most of the country's security by June of next year. He met with President Bush this week in Jordan. In Turkey, Pope Benedict became the second pope in 2,000 years known to have visited a mosque. Joining me for the second hour of the News Roundup, Sebastian Mallaby. He's a columnist for The Washington Post, Paul Richter of the Los Angeles Times, and syndicated columnist Steve Roberts. And throughout the hour, we do welcome your questions, comments. Join us on 800-433-8850. Send us your email to drshow@wamu.org. Good morning.
Washington, the big solution that is supposed to come out of the Baker-Hamilton Commission is somehow expanded Middle East discussions, bring in Iran, bring in Syria. He made the point that Iran has been extremely recalcitrant on its nuclear program. Syria has been equally recalcitrant, if not more so. They helped assassinate a leading Christian, or the evidence pretty clear, that they helped assassinate a leading Christian politician just last week.
And here's an email from Grant, who says, your guest stated that Syria was involved in the assassination of a Christian politician. There is no hard evidence of that. Is it the Israeli propaganda hour now?
That's a very unfair comment, the Israeli propaganda hour. If anybody in this government doubts, or any thinking person doubts, that Syria was involved in the assassination of Jamal, I'd like to know that.
I wonder if we do have any proof.
I didn't say there was proof, but there is an international investigation going on into the assassination of Rafiq Hariri and other politicians. Syria has done everything to try to block that investigation. Every bit of evidence we have in the long history here is of a violent intervention in Lebanon, and I don't know anybody who knows anything about that region who doubts the serious involvement in that assassination. This has nothing to do with Israeli propaganda.
Sebastian.